Trump poses with world leaders after arriving in Netherlands for NATO summit. By Nick Gilbertson on June 24, 2025. President Donald Trump posed with other world leaders for the NATO family photo after arriving in the Netherlands for the NATO summit. Trump flanked King Willem-Alexander and Queen Maxima of the Netherlands in the family photo, while French President Emmanuel Macron was to the Queen's left. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, dozens of other leaders of NATO countries, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posed for the photo on the steps of the Netherlands Royal Palace. Ukraine is notably not in NATO. The photo followed Trump's greeting with the King and Queen of the Netherlands and glowing remarks from NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte on Trump's push for NATO countries outside of the United States to pay their fair share, something he has long advocated for. For decades, the United States sought to get Europe to truly step up. Now, European allies and Canada will equalize their defense spending with the United States, Rutte said. So let me salute President Trump's long-standing leadership in calling for NATO to increase defense spending, he added. Trump set off for a social dinner following the family photo, which will culminate the events on schedule for Tuesday in the Netherlands. Trump has a packed schedule for Wednesday, including the North Atlantic Council plenary session and bilateral meetings. Trump arrived in the Netherlands Tuesday night after brokering a ceasefire between Israel and Iran to begin the day. Trump de-escalated tensions between Israel and Iran after the parties both broke the initial ceasefire they agreed to, according to the president. Trump said he convinced Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Iran-bound planes. Israel is not going to attack Iran. All planes will turn around and head home, while doing a friendly plane wave to Iran. Nobody will be hurt, the ceasefire is in effect. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. He followed up, jesting that his time in The Hague will be a much calmer period than what I just went through with Israel and Iran.